Welcome back to the program. It's Friday, finally, and you know what that means. It's time to bring in David Sears, our resident. He is always good with the picks on Friday, so before you go to Vegas, stop by and listen to David Sears here on the Bun Sports Show. I kid, everyone, please. I kid. We make no disclaimers about being good picks before you sue me for giving you the wrong information. But what's up, David?
Not much, Bun. Looking forward to a big weekend of college football. Got a bunch of good games going on, and we will definitely see what happens. And some big tests out there for local schools and big test out there for a little school from Baton Rouge, so I'm looking forward to watching it.
Should be good, and this week sets up interestingly. You know, there's not a SEC matchup in the 11 o'clock ESPN bracket like there has been this week. The first one kicks off at 12:21. Well, I say 12:20. That's Eastern time. 11:21 Central, and that, of course, is on the SEC Network, and that is the Bulldogs of Georgia playing at Ole Miss. Now, a lot of people have pegged this as the Hot Seat Bowl because it features Mark Richt, who, of course, is in all kinds of trouble after starting 0-2, and it also features Houston Nutt, who lost to Vanderbilt 30-7 last week, so his stock is declining also. So who do you think wins this game?
Mainly because Ole Miss doesn't have an offense, I'm taking Georgia. I think the score could be very deceiving about how good Georgia is.
Yeah.
They beat up on the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers last week, and Ole Miss has no real offense, a decent defense, but, you know, when your defense is out there for nearly 40 minutes, you're going to give up a lot of points. Houston, that pretty much will be gone after this game, so I don't know if they'll come out and say,
"Okay,
we're parting ways."
You know, it really bothers me, and I'm not going to jump on the Jackson Clarion Ledger because, I mean, that would be a fight that I wouldn't want to pick. But the Jackson Clarion Ledger, I was told, now I didn't see it, had a headline that said, "Houston, we have a problem last week." You know, and that's a great headline. There's only one problem. Somebody used that a year ago, the day after it was used this past week. So, you know, September 20th, 2010, and I don't know who that somebody is, but I have a feeling he's sitting in the chair I'm sitting in. Come on, Clarion Ledger. Get with the program. I called for Houston Nutt. I said Houston Nutt was going down with a ship last year with the same headline, and now...
Well, we thought Rick was going down with a ship last year, but they both managed to survive for one more year, even though it's sending the program back. Each program is being set back because of the refusal to get rid of the head coach. So it's just one more year of damage to a program, one more year falling behind. The only good thing about it is Rick landed in an amazing recruiting class, but for Houston, nothing really happened.
I'm picking Georgia as well for basically the same reasons that you are. Also, just a note, the ABC game in the morning at 11 o'clock Central is Notre Dame at Pittsburgh, if you're interested in watching that. Okay, let's move to the afternoon wing now. And a very interesting matchup here on ABC or ESPN2, whatever is in your coverage map. But it's Oklahoma State, number 7 at number 8, Texas A&M. Texas A&M gets Arkansas next week. Oklahoma State's got a wide-open offense. We know about that. The question is, does Texas A&M slow them down with their defense? Who do you like in this game?
I like Texas A&M, merely because it's in College Station. I think Texas A&M is for real. They both have pretty decent offenses, so it's definitely going to be a very high-scoring affair. I'd be shocked if it wasn't like a 35-31 or 42-38 type game. I mean, this is a game that they may burn up the scoreboard. But I really enjoy watching this because, you know, for a fact you're going to see a lot of offense and no defense. Reminds me of the old WAC days. Will Oklahoma State be able to score enough points, though? Because their defense is a very average defense. It's not a great defense. The Aggies have shown pretty decent defense over the past couple weeks, so it should be a fun game to watch. Definitely going to take A&M, though.
Well, I agree, and but I'm not agreeing with you on the pick. I think you're right about the scoring, but I'm going to take Oklahoma State, and it's just I think it's a pick 'em game because both of those teams, like you said, have great offenses. It'll just come down to whoever scores the most points, and I like Whedon, the quarterback at Oklahoma State. Think he's a talent. I was underestimated him before the season, so I'll get him back in the good graces with all of my Cowboy listeners with that pick. All right. Well, also on opposite that game on ESPN is number 11 Florida State coming off off of the disappointing showing against Oklahoma. They're going into a Clemson team that stock is on the rise after their demolition of Auburn last week. Who wins this one?
I think Clemson rides the momentum and upsets Florida State. Clemson's head coach, Dabo Swinney, is very excited. He's playing. He's coaching for his job, basically.
Yeah, he is.
So he's going to be pulling out all the stops. Death Valley was really excitable last week and was really into his game, especially when they came back to tie it. And I think Clemson pulls the upset for the second week in a row.
Well, that you know, I am going to go with the Seminoles because I do know they have some injuries, and that is going to be key in this game. But I like them. I think they will come back and win. And I think the main reason I'm picking them is because Clemson had such a mountaintop experience last week. It's going to be hard to build that back up. But who knows? It could happen. And for Dabo Swinney's sake, he better hope it does happen, because that might even save his job, just those two wins already. Colorado plays at Ohio State also on the afternoon game, if you get that game. I can't imagine anybody interested in watching that, but I'm sure the Buckeye fans that haven't already moved on to next year might be interested too. So let's move on to the night wave of games, and I think Florida at Kentucky is an interesting game. I don't think Florida will have much. I think they'll win the game. I pick Florida to win that game, but you know, there's also a chance, Sears, that they could be looking ahead to Alabama and just forget all about Kentucky and not give them the respect they deserve, even though Kentucky's pretty bad. What do you think?
Kentucky struggled on offense. Their defense is okay, but they struggled against 1AA Western Kentucky. They lost to a bad Louisville team last week. Florida should have no problem. I know it's their first road test, but let's face it. Kentucky, I think, has lost to Florida 20-something consecutive times, 24 consecutive times.
Yeah,
go ahead and chalk that up to 25.
Obscene. Okay, well, I hear you, and I think that'll probably happen too. My team before the season was Vanderbilt. I said they were going to get to a bowl. So far, I'm looking okay on that pick, but let's not get the cart before the horse. They've only beaten Elon, Connecticut, and Ole Miss, but they do have a big-time test this weekend at number 12, South Carolina. That'll really show how good Vanderbilt is. And I don't mean to win the game, of course, but to see how close they can keep it. I think they will keep it close, but no, I just don't. I can't pick against South Carolina at home. I like the Gamecocks.
I think that game has huge upset potential.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised if Vanderbilt won it. South Carolina has not looked that impressive. I don't know if they're playing down to their
top. You're right about that.
Or if it's just they're that they're not that good. Garcia has not really done well, except for the Eastern Carolina game where he led them in the fourth quarter to victory when they were struggling with Garcia.
Connor Shaw.
Thank you. Connor Shaw was not getting the job done, so they had to bring in Garcia.
Sure.
I think Vanderbilt will get them. I think Vanderbilt's playing with a lot of confidence right now, and I think they catch South Carolina on an off week, and Vanderbilt pulls the upset.
Okay. Well, I like South Carolina, but that's a great pick. And of all things, you would be it's going to be funny if you're right next week after I pick Vanderbilt and got so much flack for it in the offseason, and you pick him, and I pick against him, and they win. But that's such as the way things go sometimes. Missouri is playing at number one, Oklahoma, and I don't see any problem with the Sooners. I just think they're too deep, too talented. Even if they are a little bit lackluster out of the gate because of last week, I think they'll still get it done just because they're so much better than the Tigers. So Missouri, there may be an SEC team before long. What do you think about this game?
Missouri upset Oklahoma last year.
Yep, they sure did.
In
Columbia.
Columbia. So I think Oklahoma knows that Missouri can catch him off guard and take him through the wire. So I definitely think Oklahoma will struggle a little bit early on, but they'll pull away late and they'll blow him out. So give me Oklahoma big.
Yeah, I like the way Landry Jones is playing too. I mean, I just you just can't pick against him. the nightcap of this week, and I've already made my position clear earlier in the week, that I'm picking the upset. I'm picking number 16, West Virginia, over LSU. I like West Virginia at home. I think Les' team is a very talented and deep team. Please don't take this as a knock on LSU, but look what they've had to play. They went to Arlington, Texas the first week, back home against Northwestern State. Last week, Thursday, they went to Starkville, and now they're going to Morgantown. That is all over the map in this across the fruited plain here. I just have to go with West Virginia just because LSU's got to be fatigued at this point. And, by the way, West Virginia's not too bad either.
Well, you got to remember, though, they played on Thursday of last week.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Extra couple days off. It'll be a big game, but that LSU defense is good enough that if Jarrett Lee doesn't turn the ball over, they will beat West Virginia handily. They have the athletes to match up with that spread offense that was used at Oklahoma State and I forget his previous stop before Oklahoma State, but the head coach of West Virginia has been known to throw it out.
Dana Holgorsen.
Thank you. And LSU has handled the spread very well this
year.
Yeah,
they have.
Look at what they did with Mississippi State. Look at what they did with Oregon. So give me LSU. I think they're a 5.5-point favorite. I definitely think they'll get that. Give me LSU by 7.
Okay. All right. I definitely think Oklahoma wins. Excuse me. West Virginia wins on the number. I definitely think they win that, but I think they'll win the game outright as well. But we'll see. It'll be an interesting game to watch. One interesting note before we get to the game of the week and we break that down. You know, Sears, there are no Big Ten games of any consequence this week. None. They're all just playing out in the conference.
Central Michigan versus Michigan State's a huge game.
Okay. Like I said, there are no Big Ten games of consequence. All right, Sears. Before we do the prediction, let's talk about this game from a number of different angles. Of course, Arkansas, number 14, traveling into Tuscaloosa. Let's talk about it from Arkansas' standpoint first. Tyler Wilson, young quarterback, did well on the road against Auburn last year, but he also lost the game for them against Auburn last year. But this is an entirely different situation for him. Of course, being the starter, it's all his team. They're supposed to have an improved defense. What is the key to Arkansas winning this game?
The key to Arkansas winning this game is being able to strike quickly on offense. They have to be able to hit the big plays. I think Alabama's only given up 15 plays of 10 yards or more the entire year. That's going to have to change. Arkansas is going to have to be able to gash that secondary. To do that, though, they're going to need their offensive line to hold up. They've got inexperienced tackles making their first big road start. Upshaw has been a beast. We've seen him, especially if he can play the way he did finish up last year. He's been playing pretty well. I think that offensive line for Arkansas is going to have to give Wilson the time. Otherwise, it's going to be a long day for the Hogs.
And conversely, and I agree with you, I think it's and my pick is predicated on Tyler Wilson, but conversely, Alabama, they come into the game. Of course, last week they had a breakout game for both Trent Richardson and Eddie Lacy. They'll probably want to keep it on the ground as much as possible and not try to get A.J. McCarron into compromising third down situations. And then the defense showed signs of made mistakes last year early in the game against Arkansas that were costly and led to big scores. So what do you think Alabama has to do to contain this game early and try to keep it that way for the victory?
Alabama on offense will have to block properly. Saban said this Monday that third down and about 5 from inside the 10 was misblocked, and they had to settle for a field goal. And then later in the game, they're in the same play. It was blocked properly. It was a 50-yard touchdown run. So that offensive line is going to have to execute. Alabama's going to have to settle on an offensive line that dominates. I think we may finally see Cyrus Quandro start at left tackle, Barrett Jones move back to left tackle or left guard, Vallejos at center, Womack at right guard, and Fluker at right tackle. I think that will probably be the offensive line that will be Alabama's best shot. Steen is good. He's just young, and he was beaten consistently.
Yeah.
I think he may have some some bats in the belfry over the Auburn game last year when he was abused by
Fairly.
So I think he has potential to be a good guy, but right now, if he doesn't get it together, if he does start, I think that'll be bad for the Crimson Tide. But I think that offensive line of Cyrus Quandro at left tackle, Barry Jones at left guard, Vallejos at center, Trance Womack at right guard, and Fluker at right tackle will be the best bet for Alabama's offensive line. And if they can open up the holes for Trent Richardson and Eddie Lacy, Alabama can play ball, keep away, and definitely run out the clock. And they need to score touchdowns in the red zone. They can't settle for field goals. Those are the two big keys, that offensive line play and touchdowns in the red zone.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking Alabama because I don't think Tyler Wilson is ready to go on the road and lead his team to a victory, and he's not going to have a great day passing the football because I think Alabama's defense learned from their mistakes last year, and Saban definitely isn't going to let them repeat those. So I like Alabama in this one. It's very difficult for me to pick against Alabama in Bryant-Denny, considering they've only lost one game there in the last three and a half years. So I'm picking the Crimson Tide and yourself.
Definitely going to go with a close victory for Alabama. I think they won by 10 points. I think the defense
close
will be the difference.
10 points. Yeah. Wow. That's almost covering.
Well, I think it'll be one of those deals where Alabama leads by three late and then seals the deal with the touchdown. One of those things that it'll look like they dominated by a 10-point win, but it'll actually be a vanity score. But I think this game will be a close game. Wilson will have a lot of pressure. Saban on Hey Coach last night said the key to that will be the crowd being loud the entire game. He even said, hey, you don't have to work that hard. You get a little break at halftime. I have to coach during the halftime. I don't get a hot dog or a Coke. I got to keep on coaching. So I definitely think the crowd at Bryant-Denny makes a huge impact. It can be very loud in there. The loudest I've ever heard it was during the Iron Bowl last year when Bama went up 24-0. So I know it can
And the
really
quietest you ever heard it
there.
was later on in that game.
Yes, the quietest I ever heard was after the game when all you heard was the Auburn section cheering.
Keep your finger on that button, Sears.
I definitely think that Alabama will win this game. If that crowd can get rockets to make Arkansas have a lot of false starts, a lot of difficulties communicating, have to burn timeouts early, that can turn into a blowout. And we will definitely see how good Alabama's defense and offense are going to be. And I definitely think this is a big test for A.J. McCarron. Will they let him kind of open up the offense, or will they stick with the safe passing game and mainly just try to run it and play field position? So I think Alabama will get to see the emergence of A.J. McCarron, and we'll actually have a passing game combined with a running game. We may actually see Alabama start to become a complete team. So give me Alabama by 10.
Before I let you go, Sears, I want to get your thoughts on what the biggest topic of the week has been, and unfortunately it has nothing to do with the actual play on the field. It is conference expansion. Missouri was rumored that they wanted to come to the conference. We already know Texas A&M is in. In my opinion, they won't settle with 13 teams. They have to get a 14th at least to help even things out in the conference for next year. And, of course, the Pac-12 has said enough. We're not expanding anymore. And I'm just reading here. This is breaking news. The South Carolina president has come out and said, the University of South Carolina has said that he wants 14 teams in the SEC. So what are your overall thoughts on this matter going forward?
I think we have seen Commissioner Sly be very quiet about this issue. I think he's working on something blockbuster. Mm-hmm. I don't think Missouri will be number 14 unless they've got a 15 and 16 that are bigger. The East may complain, though, that the East may be getting two more difficult teams to schedule than the West will be getting with Missouri and A&M, but I definitely think that Florida State is not off the table, and I don't think that Virginia Tech is off the table. I think those two schools are going to be a big player because I think the ACC knows that they're not going to be able to hold on to their football schools, because let's face it, Virginia Tech and Florida State are football schools in a basketball conference, and they want to play real football. So I don't think Florida State and Virginia Tech are completely off the table, and I definitely think that the SEC is not going to settle at 14.
Okay. Well, great stuff as always, and I hope you're right. I hope the SEC does do something because they have to they have to act. Everybody else has had their turn, and I think Mike Slav is probably the one in the room who can pull the most strings if he wants to. So I'm glad to hear that maybe he is doing so. David Sears, everybody, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right, thank you very much, Mike.
And this is the Bun Sports Show. Everyone have a great weekend and enjoy the games. I give you all the times and listings. If you missed them, that is your fault. I can't imagine why you would, though. But we'll be back next Monday. Have a safe weekend.